Do you need somebody calling you and saying, hey, girl, hey, bro, are you in the gym? Or are you studying? Are you putting in those hours at the job? Are you spending more time with the kids? Whatever you said that you wanted to do, are you doing it? And sometimes just having that person call you and ask you will be enough, because you don't want to be the person who's going to be honest and say, nah, man, I didn't do it. I'm still working on it. Welcome back to another episode of the Peace and Prosperity Podcast. And today we're having a very important conversation, especially as we approach the new year, on how to have a great new year. So we had this conversation last year, which was really dope. If you haven't checked that out, it's still really relevant. But I wanted to drop in a couple of other ways to make sure you have a great year in 2024. So we're going to dive into five different things that you can do and why you need to do these things in order to make the most out of this upcoming year. Are you a person, before I jump in, are you a person who sets New Year resolutions, intentions, goals? If you are that type of person, this is definitely the conversation that you want to listen to. Because what'll happen is you'll get into the year, you'll be a quarter way through or halfway through and feel like, man, this year is not going how I want it to go. So if you do these five things, you're going to be very specific and intentional about how you want this year to go. All right. So number one, you have to focus on yourself. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't cater to your family, your partner, your kids, your parents, your job, but it does mean that let's make this about you too. You may be someone who has terrible boundaries where you end up giving all of your energy to somebody else. You're bending over backwards for them. You're running here for them. You're making sure that all of their needs are met, but then your needs get put on the back burner. Now, there are times when we do have to put somebody else first, but that should not be the theme for you throughout the entire year. Focus on you. You've been telling yourself, hey, I want to level up myself. I want to do better with my health. I want to do better with my professional career. Now let's really sit down and do it. Let's put in the work. And yes, yeah, it is work. When you look at, you know, when you see people do the transformations and they go from looking a certain way to now they lose 50 pounds or 100 pounds or they tone up, it's work that goes into that. But it also starts with believing in yourself. So you have to believe that you can actually be dedicated to focusing on you. And for some of us, we've never been that dedicated to us. So focusing on you, especially for the entire year, can feel overwhelming. It can feel like something that I don't know if I can do it. So I'm jumping ahead, but that leads me right into number two. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Having an accountability partner will help you. Having a great therapist to help you work through limiting beliefs or mindset shifts that you need. Having a great coach. Being able to ask for help. Because if you've been at this for a minute, each year rolls around and you say, I'm going to do this or I want to do that. You didn't put out your vision board and the vision board looks nice. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You spend hours with yourself, with your partner, your family, friends, and you make this elaborate vision board. And it's got everything laid out that you want. But you still find yourself coming up short. It's not necessarily what you're doing, but it may be who you don't have in your corner. Do you need somebody to push you just a little bit when you start to lose momentum throughout the year? Do you need somebody calling you and saying, hey, girl, hey, bro, are you in the gym? Or are you studying? Are you putting in those hours at the job? Are you spending more time with the kids? Whatever you said that you wanted to do, are you doing it? And sometimes just having that person call you and ask you will be enough, because you don't want to be the person who's going to be honest and say, nah, man, I didn't do it. I'm still working on it. Is stress and burnout taking a toll on your company's productivity and morale? Are you looking for ways to improve your employees' mental health and wellness? If so, it's time to invest in mental health support for your workplace. As a mental health expert and speaker, I provide solutions for creating a happier, healthier, and more productive workplace. This includes a range of services to help your employees cope with stress, anxiety, and other mental health challenges. I facilitate workshops and presentations designed specifically to help your employees develop resiliency, manage stress, and reduce burnout. So why wait? Make mental health and wellness a priority in your workplace today and contact us so we can support you all. All right, let's get back to the episode. Sometimes that's all it takes. I know when I'm working with people, a lot of times just having the accountability will make them go ahead and knock out whatever their specific goal is. And I'm okay with that. I'm not judging you. If you get it done the day before we meet, the hour before we meet, whatever time, but it gets done, it gets done. So done is done, but sometimes asking for help will help you get it done. Now, how come some of us don't ask for help? One, we think that we have to have it all figured out, or we don't want people in our business. So no, I'm not going to ask for help, because that last time I asked for help, you put my business out there, or you brought it up, or I felt some sort of way the next time I saw you. If that's your way of thinking, I get it. I really do. There's been times where I had to ask for help and I was like, oh, if I put myself out there, who else are they going to tell that I asked them for help? But once I was able to work through that and say, look, you know what? Me getting what I need is more important than whatever they do with that information. If they want to gossip about me, that's on them, because I know where I'm going. I know what I need to achieve. So I put my pride aside and I still will ask for help, especially if I know this is a genuine person, right? So number one, focus on yourself. Number two, don't be afraid to ask for help. And 9 times out of 10, you probably need some extra help, and it's okay. Number three, assess what you need. So this is really important for those of us who may be a little scatterbrained and we're not sure, do I go left? Do I go right? Do I go up, down? Do I keep steady on this? You may feel like you're all over the place. Okay, what do you like to do? What actually gives you energy when you think about doing it? Like, what will you just show up for? We've all heard the saying before, do what you love so it never feels like work. I would like to say that that's mostly true. But if I'm be honest, there are some things that just still feel like work. But when you know, okay, this is what I need to get through that thing, or this is still in alignment with my purpose, you'll put in the hours for that work anyway. So don't let that, if it doesn't feel like work, don't let that deter you from staying consistent and really doing something that does align with your spirit. Like, what do you get energized about? When I think about, you know, these podcast episodes, or even on a bigger scale, the work that I do on a day-to-day basis, whether it's therapy, coaching, speaking, I'm enthused by it. And I know that sometimes it may feel like it's a lot, but at the end of the day, I do love helping people and I know I'm in my purpose. So what is that for you? Assess what you need so that you can be in alignment with your purpose. All right. The next one, you have to really be okay with, well, I won't even say be okay. The next one, have fun. Have fun. I don't know which therapist said this. Ooh, I think it was Dr. Ebony, but she said she's inviting play into her life more. And I was like, dang, that's so true. I mean, I took that literally and I went out and got me a PS5 because I felt like I hadn't played a video game in so long, maybe 5 years or so, but it was overdue. Now, again, that's my version of play, but do something that you can have fun with. Like, life is not to not meant to be work, 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 work. And I know some of us have done that. You spent the whole year just working, 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 and you found yourself burnt out and stressed out. Let's not let 2024 be the same year. Let's not do that again. Carve out some time. I don't care if it's 1 hour a week, that you do something where you are having fun. You got to be intentional about it. So this is the one that gets me. I'll ask people, what do you do for fun? And sometimes they literally like, cricket, I don't know. I guess so is silence because they haven't been able to have fun. They've been so focused on doing for others, doing what has to be done. Again, I get it, especially as adults, we do have to put in hours and take care of our families, but we also deserve to have fun in the process. All right. Lastly, if you want to have a good year, number 5, give back. Yeah, I know I started out number 1 with focus on yourself, but number 5 is still giving back. Why is that so important? Research says that more people are big on, more people are concerned, they're more fulfilled with giving than consuming. So you would rather contribute to something than you would consume something. Think about Christmas. A lot of times, yeah, we want some nice gifts, but we're happy when we see somebody else open up the gift, right? You know, you see the memes where they see the mom or the family's waiting to see you open that gift or eat the food that they made over the holidays. But that's true because we get pleasure by giving back to others. So just as important as it is for us to focus on ourselves, assess what we need, be able to ask for help, it's that much more important for us to give back to. Y'all, this year is about to be great. I'm telling you, if you follow these steps, there's no doubt you're going to level up and really be able to look back and say, dang, I did that. And if there's one of these areas that you know you struggle with more, lean into that one even more. If you don't focus on yourself enough, make it a priority. Put that on your vision board. Put that on your to-do list. Have it outside your nightstand, somewhere where you can see, okay, this I need to be leaning into me. All right, I'm off my soapbox today, but I want to share this because this year is here and we're going to make sure it's a great one. All right, y'all, be blessed. Peace. Thank you all for listening to another episode of the Peace and Prosperity Podcast. Again, if you are feeling like, hey, I'm experiencing high functioning anxiety, don't beat yourself up about it. It is okay. We all experience anxiety from time to time. And I gave you a couple of things that you can do on your own, but don't hesitate to reach out to a professional to better manage what you're going through. Okay. And lastly, make sure if you have not, like, share, subscribe to the podcast, and send this out to a friend. And if you want to hear certain episodes or have certain conversations, let me know. You can shoot me a DM or just leave a review, and I will definitely follow up. All right, y'all. Be blessed. Peace.